To be present, we must be intentional, and to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pause, Sip, and Ponder. Hello, Ponders. Before we move on into this podcast, I just want to quickly apologize because there was going to be a video paired with this podcast, but as a newbie, I made the rookie mistake in not saving my files correctly, so I completely lost it, but thank goodness I still had the audio. Always comes through. But just some context, my good friends Tati and Henry, we all sat down on the floor and set up on Tatiana's moving boxes because she was in the process of moving to her very first place, and super exciting. I think it made it all the more special, more intimate, more personal, and I hope you guys enjoy it just as much as I did. Enjoy the show.
I know. It's like a chain of giggles. Like, we're never gonna get through this episode.
I know. I was gonna say at least three bloopers.
I know. Yeah. Okay. All right, ready? And five. This is like iCarly. Five, four, three, two, one. Hey, guys.
Sorry. Already on a bad start.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to my podcast. If anyone is there, I know it's been a while. We're a little rusty. And before you leave this video, I know you probably have a lot of questions. Like, why is there a box? Why are we on the floor? But I think as we talk more about what we're going to talk about, it'll make sense. And I don't know, I like the kind of the new start vibe and comfy vibes. And yeah. I mean, if you have good friends, you'd be more than down to hang out on the floor.
It's comfy, you know, the carpet's nice.
Absolutely, everybody lives for it.
Yeah. So if you're new here, my name is Pauline, also known as Pauline Ponders. Wow. And I have my two very good friends with me today. And if you're new here, this is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything to give you encouragement. We talk about mindfulness and just trying to encourage each other and trying to live an intentional life. So yeah, I feel like these people in my life definitely show that and are a big encouragement to me. And we're going to talk about relationships and friendships. But first, how are you guys? This is my friend Henry. You've seen him two times. I think he's a regular now.
You know, honestly, I might as well have a part of the
furniture. Yeah.
I get this corner of the box.
Right.
I'm doing great. So happy to be back, Pauline.
So much has changed since the first... Second episode.
My goodness, yeah.
And we're going to get into that, too. Yeah. And then I have my friend, Tati.
Hello. Hi.
This is her new place.
hence the box.
Hence the boxes.
And we're sitting
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. We didn't downgrade or anything.
Yeah, we're just a little furniture-less.
We're humble.
We're in transition.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. I like that. Transition. Yeah. Life is about transitions and change. Right. Love it.
Exactly.
just agree with that. So yeah, we're going to talk about relationships. And I think this is a topic that we've talked about outside of the camera. And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to relationships. We're going to talk about everything in general about relationships, friendships, quality friendships. And I think just to start... Do you guys remember the first time?
Oh my gosh.
We became friends.
Yeah. Well, do you want to like take it to like your point of view or like...
Yeah, let's actually... Well, it may not make sense to them. So maybe we'll not say everything about... How about we start with first impressions of each other?
So I think my first impression of... Tatiana came before my first impression of Pauline. I was being awkwardly stared at across the room trying to get some food.
Yeah.
And then we both started laughing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah.
I don't remember that. Was that you too? I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like.
And then.
I brought her to the function.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Brought me to the function. And we were like staring at each other because like. We were like, who do you want to go first? And they're like, oh, you go first. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So
Like,
I feel like our awkwardness definitely brought us together.
Absolutely. And then first impressions of Pauline, just all over the place. Just bubbly.
Okay. I didn't know where that was going. Yeah. I didn't know where that was going.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'll go. My first impressions of you guys, Henry, I met first. We met at a Bible study, but I don't think we actually started talking till Tati was in the in the picture, which was interesting.
Unison.
Yeah, she brought us together. But I first impressions of Henry is like you're just so wise, and I'm very attractive to wise people, and so I think that definitely. Made you stand out of the room. And then Tati, I've been knowing since middle school, but
dude, that's so long ago. I remember
you guys can guess how old we are.
I know.
Don't guess.
No, I was like, don't do that.
And yeah, I always thought she was like the coolest person. Like, she was so friendly. I don't think, even from us on the surface and knowing her now, I don't think much has changed in terms of like what a great friend in person you are. And then, but we didn't get close until like when I was a freshman in college, and I just happened to invite her to our Bible study that we had at my school, at our school. So so
I guess last but not least, so Pauline, I've known since forever, and she's just like the most like energetic person in the room. She would like try to get to know you, try to talk to you, trying to get you feel included, but like also like just her creative side was amazing. I remember like in high school she would just be like so artistic, and I was just like, oh, I envy that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she just brought up the best in others, so I was just like, nothing really has changed besides like us literally growing up. But
aww.
Yeah. And for Henry, it was that awkward situation. So I was like, oh, okay. No, but yeah, we like sat, I think we all sat together like in like the living room. We were just like talking, and then I was just like, wow, this man spit like facts. So I was just like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I think it probably started from facts. Like, you were just throwing like, out facts about stuff that you tend to do.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
And I think we just made a joke out of it.
No, literally. That's
I think that's probably, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it started, because we still do that.
We still like make jokes.
And
And then the laughs never stopped.
Yeah. Laughs never end.
So. My face always hurts when I'm with them. Well, that's nice. Well, it's been, I guess, like 4 years, almost 4 years of our friendship. And we don't see each other often, only a few times a year. But I mean, I think that's like one of the greatest things when you connect with people and you don't see them as much. But like, it's like when you see them, nothing has changed. Like, it's just you come back to, like, you know, where you were. So I think what I really emphasize on this podcast is intention, being genuine and authentic. And one of the greatest things, one of the greatest factors of who we become and who we are is really the people we hang out with and are surrounded with. And what is that saying? Like, you are who you hang out with, right? And so I think that's probably changed for both of, like, for all of us, right? Like, it's probably not the same. Our friends are probably not the same.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. We'll get into it. Right? We'll not have names.
We'll have, like, the experiences.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to Henry about a specific person, and I was like, this person will remain nameless, and I go on and talking about it, and then I say the name, and I'm like, and he's like, wait, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, good.
Like, who are you talking about?
But I'm sure you guys will have a lot to relate about when we talk about friendships and relationships. And so I have a couple questions to ponder upon, and you know, don't think of this as like an interview. I think this is just like that. Chat time. Get comfortable. Straight in your posture.
I know.
Interview.
Some deep breaths.
So I think one of the a good question to ask is, what is your guys' love language? If you know what that is, if you've taken the love language test.
my gosh. I take it like every year because like I forget. But my love language is definitely quality time. Mm. It's just something about quality time really like hits, and you want to spend more time with the people you like, people you love, want to like learn more about them and just have good experiences together. So
yeah. So you both love to receive and to give quality time. Yes,
for
I
sure.
See that. I mm. see that. What yeah. about you, Henry? What do you think?
I think mine is definitely words of affirmation.
I think
hence our group chat. No,
just blocks.
I know. What does words of affirmation do to you? Why do you think it's you're so drawn to it and love expressing it?
I feel like good communication is really important to me, mm-hmm. and like everyone I talk to, mm-hmm. and so like I try to be honest and like open about like where I'm at, and I appreciate that from other people, and then also as a part of that, like knowing like where I stand with people is really important. So like getting that kind of affirmation, it's like, oh, okay, now I know where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's mine too. Really? Yeah. And it was interesting because when I was younger, it's like I wasn't a girl with many words. Like I was very shy. Mm. But I think one of the things I've learned is like I desired words of affirmation from like other people. Mm. And then that kind of helped me get out of my shell. And, you know, they made me feel this type of way, like warm or encouraged. And I want to do the same for others. So it definitely took time. It's not like I was like born with wanting, like with words of affirmation being my love language. But I think it also changes. And why do you think knowing your love language is important? Do you think it's important? Do you think it's important to know other people's love language?
I think it's really important. I think it can make you feel like you're jumping through hoops if you either can't figure it out quickly or if like you don't have that conversation about it. Even if it's not necessarily saying like what's your love language, but like
just what's your love language? Tell me now. Friends with knife. Like,
but just kind of like knowing like this is how they like to be appreciated.
Yes.
This is really important.
Yeah. What about you?
It's like how you want to be loved. Mm. Like, not in a sense of like romance, but like any type of relationship. You want to be seen, you want to be heard by other people, you want to be acknowledged. And I guess I think that's why you guys click, because like words of affirmation, and you guys are like, yeah.
We encourage each other, like, battle.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm going to say the like, nicest thing.
You'll do great.
Like, no, you'll do great. Like, it's like, okay, thanks.
Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I agree. And I think it also helps with conflict.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like maybe, you know, you're in need of something and you're... I guess because we all have needs, you know, at the end of the day. If you want to be affirmed with something or you want to spend time with someone or... maybe like acts of service, you know, people have different ones. And I think it's important to know it so that you can, like you said, get to know the person and what their tics are, like their the things that bug them. And, you know, because sometimes it may not be just like you against them. It's just personally people receive things and some people don't receive certain things. And doesn't necessarily mean someone's wrong. It's just there needs to be communication, you know.
Yeah,
it ties back to that communication where it's like you don't know necessarily what things are going on inside people's heads.
Yeah.
So going back to the communication, I think it's really important to communicate whether or not you like a certain thing. Like, oh, it's great that you give me acts of service, but I'd rather hear confirmation from you.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't like physical touch, but I like when you compliment me or something like that. So
And I think that's like a good thing too, because we eventually want, I don't think we'll ever achieve 100% in every love language necessarily, but I think it's also a good thing and nice to be able to dabble into each one to, you know, have the other person be comfortable or show they're appreciated, you know. And it gets you out of your comfort zone too, and you might be able to add something on your love language list. So
that's true.
So speaking of relationships, we've only been it does seem like a long time, but it's only been 4 years technically with three of us together. How were your past How would you compare your past friendships or how you would value or see friendships back then to now? What are the things you've learned? I guess especially during the pandemic too, we've probably done some evaluating.
Every day.
Some spring cleaning. Yes, like, some spring. Every day. I know, right? You have like an X list.
I know, right? It's like, you're off. You're okay.
Get the eraser out. Just like, hold on.
The red marker is just like, I like you, kind of. Yeah. We're going to evaluate you later. Yeah.
Just put you off in another box. I know. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Sorry. No, honestly, this could be an aesthetic. Like,
honestly, exactly. Yeah.
It will save me a lot of money.
Genius. Exactly.
But to the question.
Yeah.
How do I view relationships today? I think I'm more okay with more time between seeing people than I was before. Mm-hmm. I think before I was a lot about like, I need to talk to you like every single day. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like every day, but just like consistently. Yeah. We need like all these inside jokes and like all these other things. And then now I'm kind of like, I mean, if I go like a month without seeing you, like I would live. but it's more about like, what are we saying to each other, like about each other, and where is the communication at? And like, what is it like when I'm around you?
That's important.
Yeah. So you're more, I don't think it's lenient, but you're more understanding if there's like some, like with us, we don't see each other all the time, but we don't hold any like grudge towards each other. Oh, you didn't text me. Like, we don't.
Or hold back like what we're actually feeling.
Yeah. And I think, of course, like we all, as we grow, get older, it's like we don't have much time to text people every day. Right. Like, see each other every day, spend money, because hanging out with friends, money. We're not at school anymore where we're forced to hang out, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
School is free, you guys. Yeah. Like, appreciate it while you can.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good realization. What about you, Tots?
I would say the same thing, but like, oh my gosh, my like train of thought just went, and I was like, I'm gonna have a good point, you know, and then I'm gonna say
that happens
it
a lot here.
No, yeah, I want to piggyback off of that, because like, since we don't see each other often, it's like, how do you make me feel? How do I make you feel? And do we pick up where we left off? Like, do we still have things in interest, like common interest? And I think I'm in a season of life where it's different from everybody else, you know? And I've learned to pick and choose the friends that understand where I am in life and who accepts that, who understands it, and who wants to work with me through that, because I think that's super important. Because, like, let's say somebody wants to go, like, party and drink with me until, like, 3 a.m. on a Monday night. And I'm like, ooh,
I got work
tomorrow. So, like,
yeah.
So it's, like, different seasons of life, but also trying to meet each other in the middle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I am. Because before, I would just seek, like, acknowledgement and, like, oh, you're so fun. You can, like, go hang out until, like, whatever time, or like, and I'm just like not there anymore. So I'm just like, okay, I'm kind of an adult now. So hence this box.
Right.
Hence this box. Exactly.
We love you, box.
I mean, thank you.
Honestly. This is a real star.
I know. This is real MVP.
Starring.
Box.
Featuring.
Right. Oh my exactly. God.
No, so, I agree. And I think when we were younger, we definitely based off friendships, off of compatibility, doing the same thing, liking the same thing, liking the same color, like stuff like that. And of course, like, we were young, so we didn't have much to talk about, but it's interesting, that transition. I feel like my friendship, or my views on friendship, definitely changed towards the end of high school, because you're getting older and you think about long term.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't personally see anyone long term.
No offense. No offense. Not to any significant other or anything.
but I don't know. It's just like, I think people that you're surrounded with should have, not should have, but like support each other in what they're like. Definitely friends should definitely, you know, support each other from the sidelines. You don't necessarily have to tell them all the time, but being there, you know, being willing, being open, being, you know, available, and, you know, and just also, I think being able to have a high respect for each other and speaking highly of each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I think back then, like, I would just, like, if you were, like, in high school and you're the people that you hung out with were the people you see at lunch, but you don't say much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not saying much.
You're not just, like, digging.
Yeah. And I don't, yeah. And I personally was, like, I mean, as you can tell, like, I crave deep conversations. Like, right. And I just wasn't getting that in high school. And so I feel like I didn't have, and I think also it was a mix of, I was a little bit comfortable with being by myself. And I think that's one of the harder things for those who might have trouble, like, letting go of friendships. It's just, like, the feeling of being lonely or not having someone, which is totally understandable and totally valid, you know. But I feel like to be able to cultivate, like, healthy relationships, you also need to have a relationship with yourself, too.
I mean, two things from there jump out, like the availability and the respect, like being available, like not just necessarily like, oh, like I'm bored at 2 a.m. let me just say hello.
Yeah.
but more like I'm in a moment where like I feel like I need some kind of advice about something. Can I talk to someone about it? Or like, can I have like real conversations about things and know that even if I disagree with you about it, like the conversation itself goes on and the relationship is still strengthened because of that.
Right.
So like that being a big thing. And then respect, I mean, you were starting to talk about the seasons that you kind of have, like with people, sometimes you have to push people off to the side, but then the respect like still being there, like I respect you too much to keep you along because I don't feel like this is where it was before, like what I feel like
some
like
people I be need. In the past and like counting how many times like they've done favors for okay, let's just go into bad relationships, bad friendships. What are the bad ones? The one we've pushed to the side and let go of. Wait, let me check the camera.
He took that out the bag. He's
like, that's not what
okay, you're good. Okay,
who wants to go first?
This guy became juicy, guys. He's pulling out the bag.
I don't know. I feel like... where should I start? Henry and I were talking... Henry and I were talking in the car how, like, sometimes, like, not to be rude, but sometimes when we get older, we have to have, like, a mental evaluation and application process for friends. You know what I mean?
Mental application process.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like you're, you know, but you create boundaries. You eventually have to create boundaries because I think it's, back then, it's probably easy for us to call people best friends, you know, and, like, what is a best friend? Like, I feel like the idea of a best friend has changed. I don't even really call people, like, my best friends.
Right.
Because I try to put them all on the same pedestal, you know, and just treat them the same. But bad friendships.
Oof.
Toxic. Let's talk about toxic friendships, relationships. Please.
Oh, my gosh. He has to, like, dig deep into his soul. Like, who did I, like, want to call out?
Let's pull out the journal.
I know. The burn journal.
Oh, my gosh. This is real life, guys, okay? We're honest here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think most of, like, the really toxic ones are probably, like, middle school and high school. Where I was so, like, happy to be around them. But, like, for them, it wasn't necessarily the same. Like, I feel like in a friend, like, I want to be wanted with the people that I'm with. Like, it's like, oh, like, I'm excited to see them too, instead of just this one-way street. where it's like, it's great that you're here, but if you're not, it's also great. So I feel like there was some of that. You know, I mean, like people talking behind your back and saying all kinds of things, and it's like for what reason?
And then they hug you, like, yeah. Just like, you are germs. I don't want that on me. Like, don't want
bad
that
energy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Was there like ever a moment where you knew there was a bad friend, but then you still wanted to hold on because like all the memories, or like,
good question,
you didn't want to be that bad friend to like cut the connection?
She's like, no. I cut them out immediately.
Nah. I'm not the bad friend.
They're already gone. Right? There was actually, I would say like sometime last year, there was kind of
recently.
We're still here. It's okay.
I know. We're here for you.
You must have done something right.
I know. Right.
You're in trouble, but, no, but like there was that kind of moment where you have this realization, like, this isn't where I thought it was.
Mm.
Right? And suddenly, what I saw this being, it's not being reciprocated anymore.
Right.
And like recognizing that, and then being like, well, but you go back to all the memories,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, but like we've had all these deep conversations, we've done all these fun things,
not pulling out the receipt,
and it's like you sit there and you're like, I guess you think about how like some people in marriages have like difficulty leaving, mm-hmm, because you have all this, yeah, like all of these like reels like going on in your mind,
yeah,
and then you're kind of left there being like, nah, like I'm just gonna keep coasting along,
yeah,
because of it. And then eventually I was like, I can't keep doing that to myself, because it was almost like lying to myself at that point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this, I'm holding on to this view of what it was,
yes, instead of
looking at like where it is.
Yeah. I guess I can relate to that 100%, because now that I think about it, I ended a friendship last year too, and pandemic just kind of like changed me, honestly. I was like,
a lot of thinking.
Yeah. You're just like cooped up, and like you have so many thoughts to yourself, and you're evaluating. And at one point, like, I don't want to mention any names, but this one person just disrespected me. Ooh. But not just me, it was my family. And I was like, I had to draw the line, because I was just like, I'm not going to burn any bridges with you and to confront you with that. I'm just going to let it fade out, because I want to be the bigger person. And if you're going to be like that, I wouldn't say there's no hope, but there's no changing you at this point, because we're now both adults and they know what they did. And I think at that point I was like, I need to stop disrespecting myself. You know, if you keep letting it go on, then you're just disrespecting yourself. And you need to create that boundary where it's like, you know, you need to love yourself first. Like, put yourself first, and don't think about how they're feeling, because they disrespected you. They didn't care about your time. So,
yeah.
Nah, look, let me piggyback off.
Go ahead.
Right. You all seem hurt.
No, I mean, that really, like, hit, just because... I had people where, like, they, like, we were just talking about love languages, and like knowing how you appreciate like love being shown to you,
yeah,
and it's like them knowing that, and then just doing the thing that like I would like least like to end. And it's like
it's like
you really need to just like go quiet, like,
right.
some of us need like some of us need like that closing conversation.
Yeah.
And I feel like not everybody's ready for a closing conversation.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, nameless.
Trying to be nameless.
Hopefully I can do that.
You can just edit it out.
I'll just speak in a general standpoint. I think, well, one thing I've learned on this journey of like figuring out who like my true friends are, one thing that I learned for myself recently is like, I'm a very highly sensitive person. And I'll speak about this in like a different podcast, but basically I didn't really know that was like an actual thing, like people that are HSP, like people who are major empaths basically like me. But I think growing up being called sensitive was kind of frowned upon, like it was like, oh, you're sensitive, like, so I definitely, that's why when people when a friend told me about what it really is and how you're so sensitive to your environment and you know, you just want harmony and love and you want to, you know, kind of be like the healer of the room, you know what I mean? And I feel like I've been like that for since I was, you know, young. But when you get older, you start to like realize like how much of this energy have I put into people that did not necessarily deserve it? And of course, I'm going to still continue to show out love for anyone, whoever you are, you know, even if we're not really on like good standing. But like you guys said, like boundaries is so important. One of the hardest things to do, but again, it's like respecting yourself. And like, I know someone who like will hold on to years, you know, the years that we've had. But since then, like, she has not asked me much about who I am now and my future and what do I see for my future. And I've put so much, like, you know, when you like you justify someone's actions too much. And I still do that sometimes, even with my loved ones, but eventually you just gotta be like, can't do that all the time, you know? But again, it's about being the bigger person, because I feel like the only way for people to really change, and we cannot change people, but we can be at least good influences and like examples as to what a good friendship is. So that's why I've like, I don't hold grudges towards these people or this person, just because I've learned that hurt people hurt people. So
say that again.
Hurt people hurt people.
For the people in the back.
Yeah, and it's like, as long as we do our own thing and like focus on growing ourselves, like, at least you did that as to like really dwelling in hurt and pain and discouragement of what this person doesn't has done to you, you know. And just wish them the best, because some people are, I mean, like, some people are just not meant to be in the same season together. And I tell that to like a lot of friends who are going through breakups. It's like, maybe it's not necessarily like your fault or their fault, it's just you guys are not, it's not right right now, you know what I mean? Like, you're not on the same wave. And so
for sure.
No shade to anyone. Just,
I know.
It's good things to evaluate. I mean, we're we need to evaluate ourselves too, you know. So now let's talk about, what are the most difficult relationships or friendships to take care of? Because I feel like we all try to, like, that's one of our priorities, to take care of the people in our life. And but what may be the hardest one for you? What is maybe a certain social circle or like closest people in your life? Or
I got one. If you don't got one,
I seem like I don't know.
You're,
I don't know.
Right? Like, you're like holding yourself back. Like, I have one, guys. Like, nah, definitely taking out the inner ponder in me. Oh my gosh, I always wanted to say that. No, for sure, the most difficult relationship I've had that I had to like curate and like try to hold on to, but also work my way with them, is probably like my parents. Because like, you know, immigrant parents, you know how they are. They didn't come here with a lot, but they had a lot of expectations for themselves and for their children. And so like, I'm not gonna mention which parent, but like, it's definitely hard when they have this expectation on you and you're trying to do your best, and it's all coming from a place of love, right? And they taught you everything you know, and you're trying to just like be the best you can, and it's really hard when they're not communicating your love language, when they're not respecting your boundaries, and it all ties together. Like, I think the most difficult relationship is the one within your family, you know, and trying to work that day by day, especially when you see them like all the time. It's very hard, and I noticed that I would get very angry at them. Like, whenever they say the smallest things, I would, like, snap. And I'm just like, whoa, why am I like that? I've never been like that, you know? And it's just to a point where you just gotta, I guess, it's not, like, changing them, but you have to, like, let them know what they're doing wrong so they can, you know, be a little better. You can be a little better. Mm-hmm. It's all in a place of love, but that's
tough love.
I think that's the most difficult.
Yeah. Especially as you're, like, turning into an adult. Because, like, eventually, like, I mean, I'm not a parent myself, but I think, like, eventually in the back of their heads, they're like, yeah, they're actually becoming an adult. And some people don't know how to process that, like, that we're our own, like, we are our own individuals, you know?
Yeah.
Especially you. You moved out.
Yeah.
So that's a big transition. And I know it must be hard to, like, some people won't be cheering you on, like, even the closest people in your life may not be. But, yeah, what about you, Henry? What's the toughest, I guess, friendships or relationships to take care of for you?
I would say, I mean, firstly, it's a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah. We love that here. Right? That's my bio. Vulnerability is strength.
We're real here, guys.
Facts. Keep it 100. Anyways,
I think
okay.
You can chop that up. I would say with myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang.
You really did that. Mic drop. Now I gotta think of something else.
I can think of something else if you want.
Deeper. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think I've had a lot of things happen to me. Mm. And I think that sometimes, like, those moments, like, with myself, like, wrestling through things and, like, trying to figure out, like, who am I? What am I doing? Like, am I going to where I want to be going? Am I doing the things that I feel like are best? And am I going to be successful, like, in what I do? And it's, like that whole wrestling.
Daily battle, yeah.
That wrestling match. And I think it's difficult because you think about the other relationships that are around you and people viewing you in one particular way. And then you get in the mirror and you look at yourself and you're like, oh, like, here we are.
You want to elaborate on that?
Well, just where am I at?
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, sometimes it's harder to look in the mirror than it is on other times.
Sure.
And sometimes it's easier to avoid talking about certain things with myself than it is other days. And I think that's part of what makes it so tough. That it's like, you can, there was this one video I saw on YouTube where someone described it really well, where it's like, you're so good at picking out other people's problems, but then you can't really see your own.
Dang.
And so then it's like,
YouTube video.
Talking to you, right?
Now it's on another YouTube video. Bishop TV.
Someone watching is like, you're right. I know, right? It's all love. It's all love, y'all. It's all love.
Bishop TV. Anyways, but yeah, it's like, then you kind of, you can be walking around with these blinders on, and then, like, I've had this moment, like, the past few months where it's like, oh wait, some of these things that from my past that I thought were gone. I thought we're dealt with, coming back and then having to re-wrestle with that. Because it's like, I thought of it where you have soil that you plant, obviously. And when it's just coming out of the bag, it's pretty loose and all that. Yeah. But then if you leave it there and it sits, it coalesces and it hardens. And then when you come back months later and you're trying to dig that up, it's so hard. And I was trying to dig.
Dang.
A
hit.
So,
no excavator.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just
I know. We did not have the skills.
Yeah, I know. Home Depot. But I have, like, a question, because, like, you know how you said other people view you a certain way. Does that alter how you view yourself? Like, do you accept what other people view you, or, like, you're like, no, I'm actually this, but you're interpreting me in a different way.
It depends.
Sorry.
Do you want to take over?
No, I was just like, interesting.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Mm. With some things, I feel like I agree with other people's interpretations of me. But then other things, it's like, is that like really the case? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's just, yeah. Just really perfectionistic, I guess. And so like that being one thing where it's like people will be saying one thing where it's like, oh, you're doing like this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And then like I'll look in the notebook and I'll be like, but we didn't do this, this, and this.
Oh, God. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then coming back with that into the mirror and it's like.
Yeah. Kind of like imposter syndrome a bit too.
Oh, yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's better now than before, but.
Love that for you.
It's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Pauline?
For me, one thing I've like realized more lately and within the pandemic is like how blessed I am to have so many good people in my life, and I don't even want to say like I have a lot of friends. I mean, I know a lot of people, but I'm so blessed to know that like. There's some real people out there, you know, and I think those without them, I really wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't have so much understanding and have such a big perspective. And sadly, like, I don't think I've learned that from home. So I think family is probably the hardest relationship to keep. And I've always been like the, kind of like the one who is first to initiate solving problems or trying to cultivate like healthier relationships and communication. And it is a bit difficult. And I think everyone has their own, you know, story when it comes to the family. But there will be days where it's like so hard, like in any hard relationship, it's like, dang, like, how can I continue? And you're like, you see them all the time. And but then you go into the like, okay, let me evaluate myself and where I'm at with this. And it's hard to balance like making boundaries for yourself because you want to keep that relationship with yourself and take care of yourself while you're also taking care of other people. For me, it's like all about energy. Like that word energy it's like the best visual interpretation of like how I see the world, you know. And like, I have found myself, like, because I can be at blame, too. Like, I find myself putting people outside of my home on a higher pedestal in terms of care and, you know, like, keeping up with them. But I don't know. I feel like I had to accept that not everyone receives things the same. And the only best thing I can do is treat others the way that I would want to be treated, because I think I'd regret it if I just always responded with like hate or like disappointment or like anger, you know. And I think having so much supportive people outside of home definitely helped me, because I know a lot of kids being a youth leader, like, they don't really have, it's hard to make relationships out of the family if they know they're in a kind of toxic family situation. And that's why I think that's why I get motivation from that, just like letting people know that, you know, that they're supported and that they're loved, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think family's difficult, but I feel like everyone has been given their family for a reason. And I think my biggest motivation is like, whatever happens in my family, I will not do it in the future, you know what I mean? Like, I want, it's giving me perspective, you know what I mean? And how I want, what type of relationships and what type of communication I want to cultivate in my life, you know what I mean? But I love my family, you know, we love our fam, but it is definitely hard sometimes.
Not everyone's family's perfect.
Yeah.
No one's is.
No. No. Even if it looks like it on social media. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a facade.
Yeah,
facade.
All right, so.
Oh my.
I know. I'm just like,
let's see, what was our time? Oh, wow. 43 minutes.
Really? Jeez.
We'll do one more question.
That's oh cool. Gosh. Yeah. We'll take 20 minutes of this question.
I know. Like, no, that's why I say one question, because I know that.
Yeah. It's like, we can go on for hours.
So we talked about, recap, we talked about what a good quality, genuine friendship relationship is and how we see it now, and boundaries. But of course, we always got to evaluate ourselves. So what do you have room for improvement in terms of being a good friend to others?
Please. Please. Going back to Henry's point of myself.
Look. That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a really good question.
Only
yeah.
good questions here. Only
I know.
Good
for the here. End.
On the
climax.
Part.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Do you have something?
Oh, me? Honestly, I think I talked about this recently with two girlfriends, and we were like just sitting and having a like deep conversation, kind of like this, but not like, you know, recorded in the
yeah.
box.
Yeah.
I think I'm very go with the flow, and I just kind of accept everything as it is. Like, if I have to be confrontational, I would rather just let it slide than be upfront with people. And that's kind of like something I've been working on. And now I'm taking slow steps. Like, if punctuality is very important to me, and I try to be on time to everything as possible. And of course, things and life, like, get in the way, and you can be late and you have a reason, but like, it has to be reasonable. And I always try to, like, you know, justify like other people's actions, and I always try to see the better side of them, when in reality I have to, you know, stand my ground and be like, no, I did not like that, I felt disrespected, or no, I think we should have talked about this a different way. So I think me as a friend, I should create more boundaries, but also
set the example of what that looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
For so. Sure.
Mm-hmm. You? I'm still thinking. I was like, dang.
That was good. That was the mic drop, and that was only the first one.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of the opposite for me. I feel like I have a lot of walls. And so
we feel it right now. We're not kidding.
We're only seeing from the window.
I know. Some people let us in. It's like, can we let it in? Can
hello?
We let in? We're just gonna open the door now. Thanks.
I feel like I have a lot of walls. And so it's hard for me to let those walls down. And so I think it's hard for me to let the walls down, and then it's also really easy for me to put them back up. And so, like, thinking a lot is wonderful, but then thinking a lot also means you're always thinking, like, what happens if something goes wrong? Right? And so it's like this sort of I used to think of like preemptive crisis management sort of thing that kind of goes on in my head.
Yeah.
And so then it's like overanalyzing particular moments.
Right.
And being like, oh, well, this thing happened with this person. And so what does that mean in terms of all of this? Right? Like, is this someone I continue with? And so, like, I've had like multiple times where something has happened, and then I've just been like, all right.
Oh, wow.
Like a wall's back up.
Oh.
Right, so I guess
the window in the car is like
yeah, slowly. There's gonna be a gift for the other one laughing. This bye.
Yeah, and so it's like getting better about not being as quick to do that. I guess good. Like
good job,
love that self-awareness.
like trying to get better about that, because it's like ultimately it's not relationships aren't defined by individual moments. It's the set of moments.
It's the collective
that leads up to that. That kind of shows where you're at.
Right.
And so just kind of getting better about that.
Yeah.
Like thinking about things in a more like long-term sense.
But not too much.
Not too much. Right. Like being okay with letting people go, but then also not necessarily just like chopping them off at every little thing.
Right. That's good.
It's like Hangman. Goodness. You did one wrong thing. Go. Gets rid of our arm or something.
Yeah, we better be careful. Sorry. I think for me, it would definitely be me as a person. I will go out my way for other people before myself, most of the time. Mm-hmm. And that's like entirely bad, but I feel like you said, like justifying people, like, and I feel like I hope to get better at having more of that tough love dynamic where, I mean, I do that already with like me being a youth leader, but it's harder when it's like, you know, your closest friends and, mm-hmm. And I think also like, for me, I learned this. I didn't even like, I learned this from reading and I'm like, wow, you did not have to expose me, like good that. Job. But people who are highly sensitive, they tend to morph into meeting people's expectations around them, like very easily. And it's not even like in a toxic necessarily. It's just like, for example, like an easy example, it's like doing everything for your parents, doing everything so someone in the room feels comfortable. So making out your way to talk to the person in the corner, you know,
yeah.
Or a certain room, a certain environment, you're very easy to, it's very easy for me to kind of like merge into it and kind of be like a, that's why I feel like I didn't have like a core group in high school, because I can communicate with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like I could be friends with anyone, but I never had anyone like I was like a close mm-hmm. friend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I guess the con of doing that, of morphing, is like I will compromise myself, and that's not really something I would want to, that's not the example I would want to set for other people who are wanting to learn more about relationships and friendships and getting better at it, like so I think that, I guess that's an example, you know, like how to be a good friend. Like, so if I see something, like I want to have more courage to call them out on it in a respectful way, and not just like put it to the side and then me continue to think about what they've done when I could have helped them. I think that's like what it is, helping them rather than like, because some people will just do it just to piss you off.
Oh yeah, there are so many people like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tend to avoid conflict while also trying to solve it, but like if it's bad, if I feel like the energy is bad, like I'm like
deuces.
Bye.
Just like that ghost is.
Yeah, so I don't know, it's just like, I guess because I don't want to say that I haven't been authentic, it's just like I will put 100% more, or 120% into other people, and like have very little for myself, and being you know, I could have been fully myself and been honest with myself and to them in that moment, you know what I mean? I hope that made sense.
I just think, so since you do that, you put your 120% out to other people, do you think you're left feeling burnt out and you don't have as much time for yourself, so you can't meet other people? Has that ever happened?
Oh yeah, that's definitely happened, especially during the pandemic. That's something that I realized, and I'm way better at it now, like being able to set boundaries and say respectfully, I'm sorry I cannot commit to this, I'm sorry I cannot help you with this, because I help a lot of people. But like being able to say like, hey, like I want to give you my best, but because, you know, it's like, I feel like they see it as me doing my best, but I feel like it's not, it's just for me to avoid conflict, for me to avoid tension, or like them seeing me a certain way, like a bad way, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's definitely like caused me to go into certain careers or certain jobs that were just not for me, and I knew that. But I would first run to like panic mode and be like, but I don't want them to be disappointed in me. Mm. I don't want them to like, you know, think of like worry about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So yeah, I think that's where I stand.
Okay.
That's all right. Spitting facts.
Jeez. So, yeah. But I'm glad that we're ending on that note, that we all have room for improvement, you know, because I think especially what's happening right now, like friendships, relationships with just humans in general have been so like, it's like you're walking on eggshells sometimes. And yeah, I think having vulnerable conversations, as scary as it can be, it's probably one of the most, like the best healing factors that we need more of, you know. Mm-hmm. In the world. So yeah, anything else you guys want to add, or for our viewers, our three viewers?
We are the three viewers.
You're right.
No, I think everyone should start off like having a conversation with themselves, what you expect from yourself, and then what you expect from others, and what you don't expect from others, or just kind of like spitballing it, and then just have a conversation, you know. It always starts with a conversation, you know.
Yes, very true.
Yeah, I think healthy conflict is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Even if that conflict is just where are we kind of at? Or like, what do we both see out of this sort of thing? So I think that's really big, besides seeing like where am I at?
Right.
Where are they at?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also important to see like what kind of characteristics do you want like in friendships, I suppose. Like what kinds of things do you want to necessarily feel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know for me, like I want to like be able to have serious conversations, but then also be able to laugh and joke about all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Like having that sort of balance, or like... Yeah. Having not necessarily like a low maintenance sort of thing, but like being able to, as you said before, like put it down for a moment, come back, and it's the same sort of energy, like wherever the energy is going to. So like I know knowing that for me has made it so much easier speaking to other people,
because
then it's like now I know like where I'm coming from into this, and like I'd see like where my value is, and just wanting
love
to
that.
Get just yep
value
just wanting to get value out of the relationships that I have
facts.
As well. And I feel like facts. That sort of value is just really important.
Yeah.
I love 100%. That yeah, and I'll kind of piggyback off of that, and like I think for those who are evaluating their friendships right now.
All their friendships ever.
Yeah. I think one thing that I definitely value is like have people that are invested in and love hearing about your growth. And you know what I mean? Like not necessarily like you benefit from their growth, you know, or like they benefit from you. But like, you know, seeing, you should be surrounded by people that are understanding that you need to grow.
Because
some people are not ready for other people to grow. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. They're like, they don't want to see other people win, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, of course, it's like, then that becomes like a personal problem because, but sometimes people might, like me, like, I wouldn't want anyone to feel that type of way. But I eventually have to be like, well, where do I see myself? I like, you know, how much am I willing to compromise and then just be disappointed later because I knew I could have chose myself in that moment, you know? And I just love growth mindset people. I think that's why we're friends. And a lot of my friends are, they're, I love when my friends connect with my other friends because it's like, I feel like I've done a good job in like, I don't know, it's like I believe that whatever energy you radiate will eventually come back to you, and I think that's come in a form of friendships in my life, like and yeah, so if you're about drama, you're gonna get drama.
That's facts. Facts.
So we can't complain.
Facts.
You brought that.
You wanted that.
Yeah. And I think friendships, you know, and relationships, it's a process. Like, you, it has to be a while. It has to be a progress that you, a process that you have to go through, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, be surrounded by people who will help you grow. And sometimes it's only about like being inspired by them. Mm-hmm. Like I have mm-hmm. people, I have certain people in my life that we have, we don't do the same hobbies, like they're doing other maybe athletic stuff, mm-hmm. but that itself gives me inspiration. Like, wow, mm-hmm. they're disciplined. Wow, they're like this. Mm-hmm. That makes me motivated to do what I want to do. So mm-hmm.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope you guys learned something. Thank you, Henry and Tati, for being Yay. Such great co-hosts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And it's crazy because, you know, Henry's, since the last time we talked, he's been through so much transitions, Tatiana as well. And I'm just so blessed and grateful to witness my friends win. It's like the best thing to witness.
You're winning too.
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
We're all cheering on each other's sidelines.
Yeah. 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 So yeah. I hope you guys written down what we've talked about because it was a lot. It's a lot. But I hope it gave you enough to ponder about your relationship to the type of friend you are to other people. And hopefully it's given you some perspective and insight as to how to create authentic relationships, because I think that definitely helps us continue. Like, definitely a motivating factor. It's like the people yeah. around us. So,
really,
yeah. So, if you like this podcast,
give it a thumbs up.
Write a comment down below.
Yeah, I think by the time that I upload this, my small business will be out. I think.
Okay.
I'm putting it out in the world now. Okay. So yay! I have the expectation. You know.
Link down below.
Hopefully.
In that top right corner, just click that.
This one. I don't know this
all
one.
All of them.
Yeah. And I want to take this time to thank you guys and thank you to those who have been watching me in the 3 years of having this podcast. Even if it's not as consistent, I always promised myself that I would be working. You know, you can work. This is just one of my babies, and I feel like this business that I'm going to start is like another addition, and I think perfect a pair together. So yeah, so glad I have friends to help me. Yeah, so we'll catch you in the next one, whenever that is. I feel like, yeah, I told Henry this, I'm focusing on quality versus quantity. Mm. So this is not content, this is art.
Oh,
because you know who she is? An artist.
Art. Yep. Chef's kiss, throw it out there. Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, please let us know if you have anything to add on to this conversation. We'd love to hear about it. Please tell your friends about this podcast. And don't forget to always love, to always ponder. Wait, what is it again?
It's been a while.
Don't forget to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder. Bye.